Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
This is kind of like Friday, except it's not Friday, it's Wednesday, but there is no other weekend this year that is guaranteed to be a four-day weekend. And that's what Thanksgiving is, and that's what makes it great. This is Joe Concha, by the way, filling in for Sean Henry. You're wondering who's rambling on about four-day weekends. I'm a columnist for The Hill, Fox News contributor. I tend to be on the air from time to time on that particular network. And you can catch me on Jesse Waters Primetime tonight at 7:50 Eastern, I believe. It's been a long day. Anyway, yeah, the four-day weekend, I explained this to my kids a couple of days ago, that other holidays fall on certain days, right? Christmas is always on the 25th, and July 4th is always on the 4th, and Valentine's Day is only the 14th. Thanksgiving is the only holiday that it's guaranteed it's on a Thursday, therefore you get a four-day weekend. Unless you're me, because I'll be on Fox all weekend. Why didn't I just say I was going away? You know, to St. Bart's. Like, sorry, guys, can't do it. But this is the job, and it's a labor of love and all that fun stuff. Just like filling for Sean is a labor of love, because I get to hang out with the lovely Linda, who never looked better, by the way. I don't know why you dye your roots black, but I like that look. It's an old Jersey joke.
It's great. Never gets old.
She's blonde, but why does she dye her roots black?
Doesn't so weird, though, she does that.
Indeed. I believe we have a special guest coming up. Some guy who's running for Senate in Georgia.
Another favorite human being.
Yes. Herschel Walker. Can we bring in Herschel?
We certainly can. He is here and ready to go.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
So, Herschel, you won't remember this, but my father reminded me of this. When I was 12 years old, sir, you were playing for a little team in New Jersey called the New Jersey Generals in the USFL. And I saw your first home game, and there was something like 55,000 people there. I mean, people really like that league a lot. And Donald Trump was the owner eventually of the New Jersey Generals. And then after the game, my dad had me wait outside the tunnel at Giants Stadium where you guys played, and you came out. And I walked up to you, I'm 12, remember, and I said, wow, Mr. Walker, I loved you at Georgia, and I'm so glad you came to New Jersey, and can I have your autograph? And you couldn't have been nicer. So don't think I forgot this many years later, but long way from the Generals, huh, buddy?
I do remember that. I remember this little boy coming up to me outside of Giant Stadium.
Wow.
And at that time, you I thought you were about 12, and I was only like 15. So don't make me that old. I'm not that old. Not yet.
No, not yet. And you still look like you could suit up tomorrow and play for the Dallas Cowboys that you eventually went to go play for. So good job staying in shape there, no question. But let's talk about your Senate race, which you know we have that runoff coming in just a couple of weeks. And I'm just curious. I want to get your thoughts on President Biden. Now, remember, Raphael Warnock is in lockstep with Joe Biden, and he put out a tweet today that says President Biden's top accomplishments for when chatting with your uncle at Thanksgiving. Included in this is gas prices are down $1.35 per gallon and inflation is coming down. He also claims to have unsnarled supply chains to lower the cost of goods. At what point do you just say, you're lying, this is gaslighting, and we're not going to take this as the American people anymore? When you say gas prices are down $1.35, that is from an all-time high. So it's like me saying, I gained 60 pounds, I lost 7 pounds back, therefore I've lost a lot of weight. No, that's not how it works. So, I mean, can you believe that they continue to try to get away with this?
Well, you know, I can't believe it, but I mean, you start looking at, they always said that this is a new normal. And the new normal seemed to be that they're going to lie to you and you're supposed to believe it. And that's what they've been doing since they've gotten into office, since Raphael has gotten into office. They lie to you and just assume you believe it, and it doesn't bother them. It doesn't bother them at all. And you know, and that's what's sad, that people will fall for it, but yet they're going out buying gas. They're going out buying groceries. You know, it's Thanksgiving. They got to buy a turkey. The price is like 20-30% higher. And they're listening to Joe Biden. That's why I was totally shocked at the election this past cycle, and also that I'm in a runoff when you have people on the left that have done so many terrible things to this country, to the state of Georgia, and yet people pretend that they don't see it. You ought to be able to see it and feel it at the same time.
And we're talking to Herschel Walker, senatorial candidate from Georgia, of course. And I'm curious what the Republican Party is doing for you or has done for you at this point since the first election going into this runoff. In other words, is the cavalry coming as far as, for instance, the governor who was elected there and Brian Kemp beat Stacey Abrams quite easily. So is he joining you on the campaign trail? Will we see other heavy hitters from the Republican Party, from Donald Trump to Ron DeSantis to Glenn Youngkin? Are they all lined up and ready to start campaigning for you probably after the holiday when people really start paying attention?
Well, you know, I've had both. I had some before the holidays, and I'm going to have some after the holidays, because this seat is still so, so important, because, you know, it will be a 50-50, but, you know, that helps with all the committees. You know, we can then help with all the committees, and it's not like they're going to just totally get to run away with it, and Kamala Harris is going to have to make all the decisions, but we can start trying to make it through the committees as well. So that's why this seat is so important, and you know, and Senator Warnock, he's been saying a lot of crazy things. They've spent over $100 million during the general election against me, and right now they're spending a lot of money. They want to buy this seat. But, it is, you know, Georgia's not for sale. Georgia's not for sale, and I want the people to know that, and that's why I'm fighting. That's the reason I will continue to fight, because Senator Warnock, the things he has done as a senator and as a man of the cloth, is just not right. It's not right, and I'm going to call him out on it.
And as a man of the cloth, and we're talking to Herschel Walker, of course, we're seeing now that his ex-wife is asking a court to bring him in to face question from her attorneys as part of this contentious child custody battle, right? And then that's according to a court notice that happened here. So is the media covering that with the vigor that they would if this were a Republican with the same allegations against him down in Georgia?
Not at all. The media is not talking at all about it. They're not talking that he's concealed his court papers as well. You know, he concealed a lot of things, even the thing that happened at the camp where, you know, the kids and the family talked about abuse and different things like that. And there was money paid off and the family never talked again. And they've hidden that as well. So many of the things he's done, he's sort of concealed the records and hidden and all that. And right now, you know, there's an apartment building that's going on now where they found dead bodies in the apartment building. That the church owned 99% of this apartment building called Columbia Towers. He's taken a lot of donation when the apartment was not even registered as to take in the donation and the money that they've taken in, and yet they've evicted real, real disadvantaged people for like as less as $28. And the people not saying anything about it. The people living in filth and feces, and it is absolutely disgusting. Disgusted with everything, and yet no one says anything about it. But what I want him to do is, people didn't know that he's been a terrible slumlord, and also he's been a terrible senator. You know, when you see someone that has voted with Joe Biden 96% of the time, and yet the people said that they're headed in the wrong direction. They headed in the wrong direction. They won't even turn around. And Joe Biden said that he's not going to change anything different. They're going to continue to do this. And that's the freedoms and liberties that so many people have died for us in this country. But yet it seems like the left is throwing it all away. They do not care. And I said, this is we the people. This is not we the government. I want people to know I'm going to fight for the people. The government, who cares? Right now, this is about the people of Georgia. This is about the people of the United States of America, and that's who I fight for.
And Herschel, you have a new campaign ad out right now that obviously goes after Raphael Warnock for his shortcomings as a human being, and let's give a listen to it.
I'm Herschel Walker, and I approve this message.
Reverend Warnock prays on the poor. Warnock's apartments are filled with mold, filth, human feces, even rotting corpses.
And they use the stairwells for bathrooms.
Warnock's church pays him $7,000 a month for housing while he leaves people living in filth.
Shame on him. No, I hate to say, it's shame on him.
Senator Warnock, what are you doing to address the situation with the mold and corpses at Columbia Towers?
Warnock exploits the poor and serves himself.
And Herschel, not just the way Raphael Warnock runs his businesses or runs his apartment buildings in this case, but also there is a crime outbreak in, just like we see in so many cities, but Atlanta particularly. I mean, when you look at that, it is up 60% from before the pandemic. I would imagine that inflation obviously is a huge issue. We just talked about how expensive Thanksgiving is going to be, and for people to fill up their cars to drive to their relatives' houses if they're not flying. But also, I mean, the fact that 60% since 2019, as far as homicide rates in Atlanta, that has to be, when you're on the campaign trail, an issue that many people are saying enough.
Well, that's an issue that I'm bringing that they can see. You know, right now in Atlanta, Georgia, you can rent a security guard to take you through the mall. That's how terrible it's gotten that, you know, you can rent security guards to take you through the mall. And I think that is terrible. And, you know, right now what Raphael Warnock want to do, he said, because I'm calling him out on all his shortcomings, on all the things he's done to disadvantage to the poor, he said that I'm talking about Jesus. He compared himself to being Jesus. That we're talking about Jesus when we're calling him out on what he's done to everyone. And then he said, I'm talking about Dr. King. Because, you know, he preaches in Dr. King's church, in Ebenezer Baptist Church. And he said, I'm talking about Dr. King. But I want everyone to know, Senator Warnock is not Jesus, and he's not Dr. King. He's a millionaire slumlord that's taking advantage of poor people. He's a terrible senator. He doesn't represent Georgia. He went to Washington, and he forgot about Georgia. He seemed to be representing New York or California because he's surely not representing Georgia. And I think in the last cycle, he got away with a lot of things because he continued to talk about racism because he wanted to divide people. You know, in his church, he preached on the pulpit as a man out of cloth that America need to apologize for whiteness. He preached America's biggest problem is racism. And yet, in the Bible that I read, the Bible I read talks about a house divided cannot stand. The Bible I read, God doesn't talk about your skin color. He talks about your heart. But yet he stands on a pulpit preaching that, and yet he's now the senator for Georgia doing the same thing at the Senate that he was doing on his pulpit that he's doing to the Georgia people, and I'm here to put a stop to it.
And here's what Raphael Warnock had to say today at a campaign stop. Quote, tell your pastors to take souls to the polls because there is important spiritual work that we have to do. So apparently, Raphael Warnock is saying God is telling Georgians to vote for him. That's remarkable. I think a real, probably your best moment during this campaign was during that debate and at that debate where you wiped the floor with Raphael Warnock, where you even had the ladies of The View saying that you won. Is there any shot that you could get him onto the stage for a second debate? Because, again, we have an election coming up. People may want to hear, again, you two go at it. Have you asked, and has he responded?
Well, he will not do a debate, and everyone knows he's not going to do a debate. And I'm not talking about him as a terrible person, but he's a one-trick pony. And his campaign, given what to say, and he's been saying it, but when he had someone to call him out on it and someone to question him on it, he was like a deer in headlights. And it was strange because, you know, being a man of the cloth, you know, he tried to use Bible verses to get away with some of his evil doing, but he didn't realize that I know the Bible as well. I was brought up in the church, so when I called him out on it and I started repeating the Bible verses but telling him what the whole verse says, he was totally shocked by it. And it's the same as even with the Senate. When he started talking about the different things he's voted for, but yet I called him out on what he was voting for, he was shot like a deer in headlights. He's a one-trick pony. They gave him what to say, and he was not prepared when he had someone that was going to come back and debate him about it. And that's what it was about. It was a debate. It was just a debate, and he was not prepared for it. He continued to say that I'm not ready for the Senate. No, he's not ready for the Senate. You know, I've signed in front of a paycheck. He never have. I built a company. He's never have. He lived off the parishioners and the taxpayer his whole life. But I built companies. I've gotten my hands dirty. He never had his hands dirty before. And I said, that's the problem we have. Many of the people in Washington never got their hands dirty by building companies. They don't know how to sign in front of a paycheck. All they know how to do is continue to go out and make other people's lives miserable, because everyone knows and everyone should know that we can become energy independent again, because we can do our own drilling here in the United States of America and do it environmentally friendly as anyone in the whole world. But yet we're going to our enemy to ask for gas and oil. And everyone knows that we can get the crime down if we support our men and women in blue. That's all we got to do, is support our men and women in blue, hold people accountable for their action rather than releasing them from jail.
Yeah.
But we can get this done by having strong leaders in Washington.
He is Herschel Walker. He is looking to be the next senator from Georgia. He makes one hell of an argument on here. That's certainly for sure. One final question for you, Herschel, to yes or no answer. This is from my father, who wanted me to ask this of you. Can Georgia win a second consecutive national championship?
Well, I do feel Georgia can win. It's going to be tough. And they got to continue to play like they've been playing, and they will win another consecutive national championship. So we're going to root for Georgia, and everybody's going to go to TeamHerschel.com and get me in the Senate as well.
TeamHerschel.com, that is the website. Herschel, thank you so much, and thank you for signing that autograph a couple of years ago for me when I was a young boy. I appreciate it, sir. Good luck with your race.
You're welcome, man. God bless.
God bless you, sir. Back with more of the Sean Hannity Show in just a moment. The phone number, 800-941-7326. That's 800-941-SEAN. Your calls next.
Breaking news. Breaking news straight from the source. Sean Hannity. Talk to the people involved in the top news stories. Sean Hannity.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now we see who's controlling the music. May 38 special. Now think about this for a moment. That's a song called Hold On Loosely. And what was rock in the 80s is now country today. That's kind of how it works, right? ZZ Top, 38 special, the whole deal. So I'll be controlling the music in and out of commercials from here on in. Ladies and gentlemen, for that alone, stick around. And your phone calls, 800-941-7326. Open line Wednesday. Do stick around.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season only a few days away. There's still time to look your very best and years younger thanks to Genucel. Now, this Thanksgiving, you can save 70% off Genucel's most popular package when you go to Genucel.com/Sean. That means getting rid of forehead wrinkles and fine lines and dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even those annoying bags and puffiness will be gone right before your eyes. And with their immediate effects, you'll see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed. And Linda loves it.
I really do. You know, my favorite product is the Cristal's Microdermabrasion. It's just the best product. I love all their serums. The products are all natural. They're organic. And you can feel it right away in your skin.
Just go to Genucel.com/Sean right now. Enter my special code, Sean, for an additional 10% off your entire purchase
And just for the holidays, you'll enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Genucel.com/Sean. Genucel.com/Sean from our friends at Chamonix.
You won't hear the mainstream press talking about this stuff. Sean Hannity is on the radio.
Wow. What a tremendous selection by me, of course. Jimmy Page, who was the guitarist with Led Zeppelin, with the Black Crowes, a wonderful band from my college days in the 90s. They got together to do, hey, what can I do? The old Led Zeppelin classic, one of the best remakes you'll ever hear. If you're ever in a bad mood, find that on iTunes or wherever you find music and put that on, and you will instantly be in a better mood, particularly if you add Linda's favorite, Tito's on the Rocks with the Lime. Was I right about that? And Tonic, right, Linda?
Tito's and Tonic.
Yes.
One ice with a lime.
What is that little flask that you have going on in there right now?
I'm just getting in the spirit.
Good for you.
That's what I'm here for, you know, and America appreciates it, you know, because I'm doing the phones today.
Yes.
I'm talking to the guests. I'm talking to you.
Yes.
I'm looking for sound. You know, we're clearly DJing in here a little bit.
A little bit.
Just like a smidge. A ton. And I thought, you know what? What goes really good with this? A little Tito's and Tonic.
Outstanding. Can you pour? No, you can't pour me one because I'm going on TV after this. Okay.
I mean, I could. I think you'd have an amazing hit tonight.
That's a very good point.
750 Jesse Waters. This is what Tito's and Tonic looks like.
Or sounds like.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think there's something in the contract that says I probably should not do that. So we will wait till 759 or so, and then we'll go from there.
On the turnpike.
Yes, on the turnpike. I'm more of a parkway guy. But anyway, that's the whole Jersey joke that we're not even going to get into. Let's do the phone, since it is open line Wednesday, which is really kind of a Friday because we're about to head into a weekend. Most of us anyway. So let's go to callers that praise me. Let's make it all about me. And that's Peggy in Fresno. I believe it's in California, right, Linda? Yep. Let's see. Peggy, what do you want to talk about besides, well, me?
I love seeing you on Hannity TV and other TV programs, and you're so knowledgeable and informative and serious, so it's been fun to see a lighter side of you today. And I told my husband, you watch, he'll have his own program, and sure enough, there you are today on the radio, and it's great to hear you today. And the only greater person or equal to is Linda, who keeps all the balls in the air at one time.
I think somebody else has also tapped into the Tito's a little bit early tonight, Linda. That was far too complimentary.
I swear, I wish every caller was like Peggy.
Right? Oh, so friendly. Peggy, that's so nice of you. Thank you. Yeah, you know,
well,
right?
I truly do enjoy it. When I hear you're on the television, I drop everything because you are knowledgeable and you do make it informative and understandable. And it's nice to know you can be light and funny, too. So have a great Thanksgiving, both you and Linda.
No, keep going.
Thank you, Peggy.
No, don't let her go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You think Peggy has like a nice niece for me? Oh, I'm kidding, honey. My wife's listening. She's like, what was that?
We love your wife. She's awesome.
Yeah, Jean's tremendous. Actually, she's working right now. That's no fun. Being a doctor, I look.
She's a wife, a mom, a doctor.
Yep. She saves lives and everything, but she had to do it all over again. Dermatology, baby. That's where the money is.
You're a mess.
I'm telling you. It's cash business.
I thought it was anesthesiology.
No, she's an ER doctor.
No, I'm saying, like, that's where the money is.
Oh, there's money there, too.
I know what she does.
But in New Jersey, believe me,
I
have this idea that we're going to open up a clinic, right? And the clinic involves Botox and fillers, but we open it up in Hoboken, my old hometown, and we call it Hobotox. Huh?
Yeah. Real Housewives will all be there.
There are a billion Real Housewives in northern New Jersey.
Is that right?
Yes. So if you know anybody who wants to invest in something like this, it's automatic free money. So any millionaires out there, contact Linda and we will speak from there. Please. Let's see. Let's go to another call who wants to talk about not inflation or crime or the border or Ukraine or education, but me. Bill, let's go to Miami. Bill, how are you, William?
How are you doing, Joe? I think you're doing a great job.
Yes.
You're always very upbeat. You start like at 6 in the morning, and you're going all day and all night, and everybody down here in Miami thinks you're great.
Well, I think the Dolphins are great this year, and I think that you are the big threat to come out of the AFC to the Super Bowl. What do you think about that?
I watched the group in the 72 win the whole thing, and I think they're going to get real close to it this year.
Wow. I think you're right. I love the quarterback. I love the receivers. I love the uniforms. I love everything about the Dolphins, and I love Miami. So thank you so much. As Linda just said before, I love Miami. It's like New York with sand. And then you said something else derogatory after that.
I did. Yeah. No offense, though. You seem like a super nice guy.
He is.
You know what you're talking about, and you make it upbeat, and that's fun for us. You know, we're being educated as we go, and it's really nice to hear it.
Thanks. You know, I got to be honest with you. Just some people are like perpetually like angry, and when they're outraged all the time, after a while, I'm thinking, is this an act, or are you really this pissed off perpetually? I can't be that way. It's impossible. But Bill, thanks for the call. Have a great Thanksgiving. Let's do these calls all day. But I want to talk about, I don't know, let's go to a more weighty topic. And we're going to go to Kansas City, where I am certain that Jay's going to say, you think the Dolphins are going to the Super Bowl? I think the Chiefs have something to say about that as we turn this into basically Mad Dog Russo show. Jay, how are you?
Oh, you're going to start trouble because I grew up in Florida and I'm a Dolphins fan.
Oh, you're in a tough place.
Well, you know what? I've gone to Chiefs games in Dolphins gear and had nothing but love. So
they're good,
you know,
great
Kansas
fans.
City's a really great place, great fans, and yeah, Mahomes is killing everybody. So
as usual, just a tremendous talent, a pleasure to watch, even if you don't root for the team. What do you think about Hurstley? Think he's got a real shot there in Georgia? Because you know, when I look at that race, I see that he was even basically Warnock in the regular election, and then Brian Kemp, he had won by like 7 points. So without Kemp on the ticket, I just wonder, you know, if Herschel could get over the top. But boy, he made some really great arguments during that interview we had before. And he's really just coming to his own as a candidate. I think he pulls the upset, but, you know, we'll see. But go ahead. I'll let you have the floor.
Well, you know, if the media treated his opponent the same way they treated Eric Greitens there in Missouri,
precisely,
then he'd win by 99%.
You That's
know,
the thing.
When you asked him, you know, are they treating the candidates the same? No.
Wow, I think we've seen this movie before, haven't we? You know, and that's what I've talked about on Fox, where, you know, so often it's no longer about journalism, it's activism. Right. It's people literally that used to be more subtle. You know, the media would be in terms of their bias. Now it's just out in the open and they think it's about good versus evil. And only Democrats are good and only Republicans or conservatives are evil. And the way they have not scrutinized Warnock's record and particularly, you know, his actions as a human being in general, it's I'm not surprised. But at the same time, at some point, I would think and I would hope that people do their own research and say, you know what, I'm not going to depend on the media anymore to inform me. I'm going to do my own digging and get it from sources that I trust. And then maybe that levels the playing field. I think social media helps do that a lot. So we'll see. But anyway, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving, Jay?
Well, we're all going over to the sister-in-law's house, and I'm going to overdose on turkey and ham.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, let somebody else host. I'm a big fan of that. Like, people that host have to start, like, the process on Tuesdays. Let the sister-in-law handle it. You walk in with, like, you know, something that you order from a restaurant, pass it off as your own. Everybody wins.
We typically rotate the duties, so it's, you know, our house for Christmas, their house for Thanksgiving. That way nobody gets overloaded every year, you know?
Absolutely.
We'll switch it off. We're a pretty good, pretty tight family that way, and that's kind of why, you know, the weather sucks in Kansas City, but I don't miss some of the people in middle of Florida where the carnivals used to hang out.
All right.
Florida man lives. But I do miss the weather down there, and I miss the swimming. Oh, my God, but yeah. The people are just fantastic, so it's a trade.
Absolutely. Well, in Missouri, you got the Ozark. I watched the show. It looks like lovely things happen there, so definitely head there for a vacation sometime.
Oh, yeah. We got a little, I mean, by little, I could almost fit a semi-truck on the property down there off of Lake Truman, and it's a beautiful lake and, you know, full of wild people. Ooh.
Yes, I can imagine. All right, I know where I'm going next Memorial Day. Ozark! Me and Jason Bateman will show me around. Jay, thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Jim in Oklahoma City. Jim, what could you possibly want to talk about?
Well, I got to admit, I watch you every chance I get, listen to you. You're a very relatable guy, very intelligent guy. Mm-hmm. But the best thing you've had going the last hour and a half is making Linda laugh. That beautiful laugh she's got has just made my day.
Beautiful is not a word that I usually associate with Linda's laugh.
No, not at all. I would say most people don't, but thank you, Jim.
Jim, believe me, it's the Tito's talking at this point. I have nothing to do with this. I think I saw glass number three be poured here already. Gotta love radio.
ironically enough, when I left, I work in the oil and gas business, and when I left my drilling rig, I'm headed home right now. I stopped by the liquor store, and I've got a bottle of Tito's laying in the seat right next to me.
Oh, Jim, you're a good man.
Wow.
My kind of guy.
This is the first time Oklahoma's ever supported Texas. Last check, I think they hate each other, but hey, you know, it's an American business. That's the way we got to look at it, right, Jim?
That's right. That's right. When it's good, it's good. I don't care where it's from.
Why do I get the feeling that Jim pours his Tito not into a glass, but a very, very small, small glass and just kicks it back?
I was thinking more like a thermos. I don't know. I was on a different page in time.
Oh, like a tumbler, right?
I was like, wait, what?
It's really coffee, actually.
I love it.
Oh, man. So the weather's not nice out there, I understand, Jim. My people tell me that the Midwest is not the nicest weekend, but that's kind of Oklahoma November, right?
That's it. Yes, sir. You hang around 15, 20 minutes, and it'll change.
Wow. It's like the opposite of Jersey, where storms just sit for days and days. Jim, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the love, and you have a great Thanksgiving with your family.
Hey, the same to you guys. I enjoy it. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Absolutely. All right. Let's go to Texas, the home of Tito's, and a guy named Wayne. I grew up in a town called Wayne in New Jersey, which has nothing to do with Wayne himself. But nevertheless, Wayne, you work in an oil field, I understand. That's man's work, man. I'm white collar, and I could never do what you do. So what can I say? High praise, my friend.
Yes, sir. I'm out here hauling frac sand, but right now I don't know what's going on with the well. Been sitting here a couple of hours. But anyway, I know time is limited, so I just wanted to kind of rant and rave. First thing I want to say is I wouldn't vote for Warnock with your vote, Joe.
You wouldn't?
And I hope Herschel Walker wins.
I think he's got a really good shot. I mean, he has the issues on his side, that's for sure. And Herschel is a Georgia icon and legend, and I could see that completely happening at this point. So we will certainly see. How are things down in Houston, by the way? You got the Astros with a very convincing World Series victory. You had to be happy about that.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy about that. But let me look up something right quick. I probably lose the signal on this phone.
Yeah, it's starting to go. But
I get tired. I get tired of hearing people down and bash Trump, because Trump did a good job. And then the best ticket that I think that could come up in 2024,
can I guess,
would be Trump.
Yeah.
Trump running for president and DeSantis vice president. So Trump can get his last term out, and then after that term is over with, they flip-flop, if it can be done like that. I think that's the best thing. And the last thing I want to say is, I want to say something that most of the hosts can't just flat out say. Everybody know that these Democrats are cheating in these elections. Joe Biden ain't. How is Joe Biden going to win an election? He's still in La La Land. How he going to do that?
That's a very, it's a tough place to win, in La La Land. You know, there's no electoral votes in La La Land at that last check. But Wayne, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Joe Biden runs in 2024. You're talking about an 82-year-old guy. I mean, Reagan was 78 when he left office. And you're going to have somebody who's 4 years older than him. And different people age in different ways. And Joe Biden is not aging very well. And if he somehow were to win, you're talking about an 86-year-old Joe Biden in the Oval Office in his final year. And that's something I would think and I would hope that most Democrats would say, like, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Anyway, we do have to go to a break, unfortunately. And we'll wrap this puppy up in a moment. Wow, this show's almost over, Linda. How'd that happen?
It's because you talk so fast. That's definitely what it is. You're the fastest talker I've ever had on the show.
I really have to slow down, don't I? I mean, I'm really talking way, way, way too fast. I'm going to stop immediately. All right. We wrap this puppy up in a moment. Joe Concha filling in for Sean Hannity. The Sean Hannity Show. Gobble, gobble. Long way to go. And a short time to get there. Got to say it the way Jerry Reed says it. Short. Oh. You wonder how old this song is? This is from the Smokey and the Bandit soundtrack, the original one, with the great Jackie Gleason, obviously Burt Reynolds, and Jerry Reed, of course. And it's 45 years old, 1977, otherwise known as 10 years before Linda was born. So you never quite know. She came about in 1987 when Genesis was a thing. Anyway, boy.
Another great band.
Yes. Hey, speaking of great, you have a shout out you want to give before this Thanksgiving
weekend. Yes, very quickly, and I have to do this. We met this awesome guy at the Patriot Awards last week. His son, his name was Mike. His son's name is Adrian Magnuson, 25 years old from Boca Raton, just graduated from the Naval Special Operations Program from Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. Just another great patriot. We're so grateful for him and his son's service, and thank you very much, Adrian.
You ever watch any movie about any Navy SEAL? I mean, G.I. Jane, for example.
They all scare me because these people are superhuman.
They're superhuman and super courageous. Just the stuff they have to go through.
That's something to be grateful for on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, right? That's a great point. So have we discussed where you're going to be?
I'm going to be hosting with a lot of people coming over.
That's right.
Not working or cooking, as I will be doing all of it.
Outstanding. And I will be in somewhere, undisclosed location in New Jersey, not hosting.
Not hosting?
No. Nope. I'll bring a bottle of something. Hey, I bought the Zima. It's going to go great.
Here's the Tito's I mentioned on the air.
Right, and the Tito's. Anyway, thanks so much to my producer, Linda, and everybody else behind the glass. Herschel Walker, thank you for joining us. Carol Roth as well. I am Joe Concha. You think they'll allow me back here again, Lynn?
Come on, man.
The perfect answer.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend, everybody. It's going to be awesome. Just remember what you should be thankful for. And that's all I got to say. Joe Concha saying, see Crest out.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with 2 decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.